All right. Welcome to this episode of FearoCast. We are having this as a special edition FearoCast, and we are going to go live to Fear Day 2020. But just wanted to give you an update on what's going on. As you know, our celebration for Fearama's 25th edition is being postponed until 2021. And this year, it was replaced by Fear Day 2020. This year's event will be a Fearama-like event, which unfortunately will not be as elaborate as the events we have had in the past. We have organized it as a result of the pandemic, and as is Fearama tradition, our event this year is only on Sunday, September 13th, and it will only be a one-day event, so that's why it's short and sweet, and hopefully next year we can get back to the big celebration 25 for Fearama. Our goal this year is to honor the legacy of Fearama while our participants will remain safe while the pandemic continues. We had a great turnout. We had over 40 cars, and you know, it was due to what was going on. It was a great, great event. This year's event, as we've been promoting it, falls on a very specific day in the history of the Pontiac Fiero. On September 13th, 37 years ago, on Tuesday, September 13th of 1983, then Congressman Bill Carr of Michigan spoke before the U.S. House of Representatives to declare the day Fiero Day. Also, to coincide with that iconic day, GM provided 12 Pontiac Fieros for the members of Capitol Hill to test drive and learn more about what we called a brand new auto industry where labor management relations were key to corporation and quality. So, unfortunately, as the pandemic puts our traditional plans of Fearama on hiatus for this year, we still honor this historic day in the life of our country, a day set aside to honor the Pontiac Fiero. So, welcome. Please join us in the celebration of this one-day car show event we entitled Fiero Day 2020. So, in breaking tradition, the special edition of FieroCast, let's head out to Fiero Day 2020. All right, welcome. We are here at Fiero Day 2020. It is September 13th, and we are going to chat with, real quickly here, Jim Hallman. I know you've got a lot of things to do today, so we'll keep it short. Give us a brief reason why we had to change our annual Fiorama 25, which was our big celebration. We didn't want to go without a show this year, so why did we come up with Fiero Day 2020?
Yeah, good question, Mike. Back in March, we started agonizing back and forth. Okay, so what's Fiorama going to look like this year? And with all the effort that we put in the show, we came up with a deadline back in May, saying, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. Either we're going to have an actual show, or we're going to have to do a virtual show, depending upon what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic. So we approached our drop-dead date, which was August 15th, and we decided, okay, we're going to go with a live show. And that's what we decided to do. We're not anticipating our usual high numbers, but for the people that are comfortable wearing a mask and being out in public, you're more than welcome to come out. And we do have roughly about 20, 25 Fieros up here, and we'll have to see how many we get today. But we're looking forward to a great show today. As usual, we have great weather for Fiorama, and we're looking forward to having a good time, seeing people that we haven't seen back in, wow, since either Fiorama last year or, you know, the Dells run last year.
But
yeah, we're going to have a wonderful event today, so if you couldn't make it, hopefully you'll enjoy the recording of it.
Yeah, we actually have so far a good turnout. I'd probably say there's, 15, 20 cars here already?
Yep.
Give or take?
Yep.
And a good variety of them, too. We've got some stock, we've got some custom, and we've got some pretty good heavily modified ones. So, and the nice thing is, too, is we've got quite a bit of out-of-staters as well.
Yes, yeah, I know we have a couple of people from Missouri. We have someone from Pennsylvania, someone from Wisconsin. So we got smaller crowds, only like 15 cars here now. But this is really the first gathering in the Midwest for the Piero community. And, you know, we're just lucky that we could put something on, even if it's not Fiorama. It's just something a little bit more scaled down this year.
Yeah, and the week was kind of touch and go too because of the weather. It's been raining since last Saturday, so
we haven't had rain all through the entire month of August, and sure enough, the first week in September, I know at least at our house in Naperville, Illinois, we had over 3 inches of rain in the past 6 days or so. So change of plans. Interesting how things change, how the weather patterns change, and luckily we have a great day for Fiero Day 2020.
Yeah, and the nice thing, too, is, you know, we're right at the front, so you can hear a lot of the cars coming in. But I'll let you get back to what you got to do today, so thank you very much.
Yep, thanks,
and,
Mike.
And we'll touch base with you later. Thank you. We are now with Wayne. He came all the way, about 600 miles?
I didn't check the speedo. I had a side trip down to Chinook Air Force Base on my way out. I was stationed there back in 76. And something was going on. I thought I'd want to check it out, a little pilgrimage on my way. So I think somewhere around 677 miles.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for coming.
I enjoy it.
What prompted you to make the trip?
I came to Fiorama for the first time last year, and it was just so much fun. And it's the people. So, you know, coming out to see the people, and I enjoy telling the story behind my Fiero and so forth, and it's well received, and I just love coming out to the Midwest here.
Since you brought it up, I got to ask, what's the story behind your Fiero?
The year I bought it only had 62,000 miles on it. I deemed that it was just broken in. So I asked my wife if I could take a little road trip. She asked how long a time I needed. I asked her, or told her, 3 weeks. She didn't even blink and said, you're taking the dog. So it was cross country for 25 days. We covered 22 states, 7,816 miles. And talk about a bucket list. I drove across the Golden Gate Bridge, photobombed Mount Rushmore with my car, drove home from Bakersfield on Route 66. So it's quite an interesting story that people certainly can't believe that I took a 35-year-old car on a trip like that.
How comfortable was it? Were you pretty comfortable?
By about day 19, getting out of the car was getting to be a bit of a chore. And believe me, being away from home that long for my wife, I was certainly, once I was on the way back east and past Amarillo, Texas, I was pretty much, let's get home. But I still did the Route 66 to cover it in all seven states that it goes through.
Wow, that's a really, really cool story. I hope you enjoy your time here today. I know it's this year, you know, it's a one-day event instead of the three that we normally would have. But, you know, thank you for coming. It's an honor for you to be here for traveling that far. And I hope you come back for the big 25th anniversary of Fiorama next year.
Would most certainly enjoy that.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll let you get back to walking around and checking out the sites.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Or I could mumble eins.
All right. We are now here with Frank Krozik. He is a... it's been a while since you've been at one of Fioramas, or instead of Fiorama this year, Fiero Day. So it's been a while.
We've missed about 2 years' worth for one reason or another, and it just didn't work out. And we're... thought about this one, and there were a lot of people we hadn't seen for so long. It just came out, and we had to come.
Well, thank you for coming. I know under the circumstances, the show has been modified a little bit, but thank you. And I know it's been a couple years, but I'm glad to see that you're still in the Fiero community and stuff like that. And Have you been up to anything lately, or just kind of just hanging about?
Just hanging about mostly. But you know, you talked about the shows and coming, and I'm to the point, and have been for quite a long time, that I don't come so much to shows to see my friends and meet the thing. And actually, the only awards I really got is twice early on when I first joined. The two different cars, they were in work in progress type thing. And one time my car was there and the work in progress, and there was a car entered that didn't have an engine in it, but everything else was done, and there were a few other cars that were farther along than mine. Guy walked up, looked at my car, looked at me, and he says, "You know, I'm going to vote for you because you need more work on yours than anybody else." And I got it, so I was
awesome.
Happy.
Awesome. Well, I again, thank you for coming. You know, it's been a couple of years since we've seen you, and you know, it's great to see you out here and
about. It's good to be seen and to see everybody. We missed some of it.
And, yes, yes. And we love that you're out here too. So,
so do I.
I'll let you get back and enjoy yourself, and we'll touch base later.
Okay, I'd like that.
All right, thank you. All right, our next guest today is Bonnie from Bontur Solutions. She is not only a sponsor for today's Fiero 2020, or Fiero Day 2020, but you can also hear they also sponsor our podcast. And we got commercials on there for them as well. What brings you here today, not only for Bontur Solutions, but I saw you guys brought a car.
We brought our 85 Fiero GT. It is our baby. we bought it, what year? Here, get over here.
85 Fiero GT Red. It's got 48,000 miles on it. Bought it in 1988. I was looking at a brand new one at that time at the dealership, and I came home to talk to my wife about getting it, and after a couple days went back to buy it. It was gone. The guy bought it, traded in the one we have now, and we've had it ever since. So.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't get a lot of miles on it every year, but it's fun to drive when we do take it out.
Yeah, the kids and grandkids love it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming. Not only bringing your car, but also you've got some stuff here as well, Fiero stuff that you're selling. On a side note, what got you guys into this type of product?
Just looking for something to do. As we got older, kind of a retirement investment, so to speak. We searched around and found something where we could do personalized things in several different ways and several different items. So whether it's business to business or for your personal use, we can do it either way. If we can do it, our minimums are just one piece, so it's
no
very
setup
economical.
Fees?
Yeah, no setup fees, and work with you as best as we can.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you guys for coming out, bringing your car.
Thank you.
Bringing some of your product too. And, you know, thank you again very much for being a sponsor for not only Fiero Day 2020, but also our podcasts. You know, as our podcasts get more and more traction, you know, hopefully that helps generate a little bit more for you guys too.
Yeah.
What's the best way somebody can get a hold of you for the products and stuff like that?
You can email me at bonnie@bontursolutions.com, or you could check out our website.
We have two websites. One is bontursolutions.com, which is for business to business, or the other one is bontergifts.com, where you can see all of our personalized items, where again there's only one, it's the minimum. So
awesome. Well, thank you guys very much for coming. Hope you enjoy the show, and hopefully people gobble up some of those products.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you. We are here with Tom Schmidt from Wisconsin.
That's correct.
It's been a while since we've seen you. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
You brought the Rattler down. That's also awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What brought you down here for the show this year?
Not the rainstorm, that's for sure. No. We always come down. We've been coming here for so many years. Even before when you heard at Oak Brook, Illinois, when you first started out and stuff like that. And it's the camaraderie. We always enjoy the people. As everybody says, that's what we're about, you know. The car is what it is, you know, and everybody enjoys it. And that's what I've created the car for.
Nice.
For people to enjoy.
Yes, everybody enjoys looking at your car too. That's, and I always enjoy looking at it, even though I've seen it so many times. It's just still something that's very impressive.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, and actually started out as my company car back when I first was working in a petroleum business and on a sales territory. And in about 1990, I started thinking, well, you know, maybe I should do some things with this car in a car club show and all that stuff. So we started out with megaphones in the back, and it graduated from there to the wing being raised by the IRM stands. And in 1996, I came up with the idea of the velocity stacks, which I had seen on the Can-Am cars. Originally, they were straight up instead of curved, and they would pick up the air across the top of the roof of the car and pull the engine heat out that way. Well, I was at a FACOA show down in Orange Beach, Missouri, I think that's where it is, and they said, well, rather than that, because of the low pressure area that's in back of the car, recurve them so that you can suck the heat out that way, which it does. And it actually works. They're all functional. Everything on that car is functional, including Very the cool. NASCAR spoiler. So we took it from there, and it's rest is history, really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm glad you were able to make it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes. I'll let you get back. I know Wisconsin is one of five states that we got here today. So, again, thank you for supporting and coming down. I'll let you get back. We get about almost 25 cars now, so I'll Excellent. Let you get back to it and have fun.
Thanks for having us. We'll see you next year.
Yes, for the big 25th. All right, we are now here with Sue and Lou Holtz. Thank you guys for coming. You guys came all the way down from Michigan, right?
Correct.
What? As we got some Fieros coming by, it's nice in the background to hear. What brings you down from Michigan?
Well, we're a member of NIFE, so we come every year.
Oh, thank you.
And this is just an off year, it's a strange year, but we're here anyway.
We needed to get away from home.
You know, after you saying that, I think everybody just needed to get out of their house for a while, and this really kind of breaks that what they're calling the new norm up, and just getting out, it's a great day, and just talking to people and Fiero friends. And
that's the one thing that hasn't changed around Michigan. You still see car shows, which is interesting because in some cases it's far more people than they probably should have, but they don't seem to be coming down on them because it's usually outside.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We have one restaurant near our home that every Sunday they have a car show.
Oh, that's nice.
Unbelievable. They get 1,000 cars every weekend.
Wow.
The place is, and you can see anything from a Volkswagen to a Ferrari.
That's cool.
It's amazing just to go there.
Yeah, I wish that we were able to kind of do some of that a little bit more here, but, you know, unfortunately, it's a little bit tighter here in Illinois than it is in other states.
Yeah, well, Michigan, the governor has kept it pretty tight, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the outdoor things people seem to get away with because it's outdoors and there's not so much to worry about.
Well, so where did you guys come from?
Fenton, which is south of Flint.
Okay, so that's a pretty good...
Just under 300 miles, I think.
Okay, that's pretty good. We got Wayne that came from Pennsylvania, just over 600. So, well, thank you guys for coming. Thank you for the support. Hope you guys enjoy the show and have fun today.
How do we listen to your podcast?
So what I do is after everything's recorded, I'll go ahead and edit it. And then after it's all edited, I put it on our website.
Okay.
So if you look at our website under the video selection, you can find it under the Fierocast. And then we've got all the
pictures, is it? It's just...
Nope, it's just all audio.
Okay.
Yep, so you can listen to it in the car, you can listen to it at work, and you can listen to it at home.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming and hope you guys enjoy the day.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome. We are now here with Scott and Teresa Campbell. You guys have been a long time Fiero community. What brings you down here to Fiero Day 2020 this year?
Tradition. Keeping the cars running, keeping them driving. Haven't done much with them this year, so we wanted to get them out and show them out.
one of the few shows that we've got this year, and whether it's one day or three, doesn't matter.
Well, thank you guys for coming. That does mean a lot to us. What have you guys done this year? Because I know you guys are very heavily participated in Fiero community stuff. And
honestly, this year we haven't done much. We haven't put any work into the cars this year. We've been to a couple of local cruise nights and a couple on the street cruises. But besides that, not much. We had plans to go up to Minnesota. We had plans maybe one or two times this year. Those all fell through. So we just kind of been around the house. We put money into other things besides the cars this year and doing things.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I've been too. And that's gave me a great opportunity this year to get the podcast really up and running this year. So,
yeah.
Again, thank you guys for coming. I think we're about 25, 30 now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you guys get back, get registered and have fun today. Thank you guys again for coming.
Thank you.
Beautiful day.
All right. We are now here with Steve and Jacob.
Will.
Right? Will. Sorry. Will. And I hear this is your very first Fiero show ever.
It is. We have only had a Fiero for 2 years, and this is the first time we've ventured out to see more than an occasional random Fiero since we've had it.
That's great. That's awesome. Thank you guys for coming. What got you involved with the Fiero?
You know, I had a chance to drive one once when I was a teenager and always thought it was a fun car. And our daughter at the time was 16 and didn't have a lot of money, and we saw one for $500. So we knew it needed a little work, but for $500 we figured, why not?
And what year and make is it?
It's an 84 and it's the Sport Coupe, so okay. Kind of the mid-level.
Yeah.
And we bought it from the second owner, but it's spent its whole life around South Bend, Indiana, and was really well taken care of, so we put a motor in it and fuel pump and a lot of little odds and ends, and now it runs well enough where we can drive 130 miles each way to come to a Fiero show.
Wow, that's awesome. So far, what are your thoughts so far?
I like seeing all the variety of cars. Like I said, we'll every once in a blue moon see another Fiero, but never more than one at a time.
Yeah. That's the nice thing is, not only our show, but a lot of other shows throughout the Midwest, there is a variety of cars. You got your stock, you got your mild custom, then you got your radical customs, and then you've got your body styles. You know, I saw the Lamborghini that came in. And then we've got Chuck over here with his heavy-duty turbo car. We got Paul over there with a V8. And, you know, we've even got Mike over there with his white GT that he kind of really, really did a lot of great work on, too. So good variety. And the nice thing about this is if you want to do different things, you have an idea of what you can do.
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, you guys haven't even started yet. We've seen 30 cars or 25 cars here, so
yeah.
It's really cool.
Well, if you want to really see us some, we got the Dells Run show, hopefully next year. We got Iowa, we got Minnesota, we got Michigan, and then we're going to be doing our 25th anniversary Fiorama next year. And if it's like what our 10th anniversary was, we had over 130 cars. So,
cool.
But very exciting that this is your first show. Thank you for joining us. Any thoughts on what the future brings for you guys with the Fiero?
Well, he doesn't turn 16 for another 6 months, so don't wreck it. We'll come back next year.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for coming, and hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are now here with Gary Coletta. You have the infamous Lambiro. It's an awesome looking car. Tell us a little bit about it. I know it took you many years to get it to where it is now. Why get into something like that?
Well, I always liked the idea of building a kit car. And I was in another club and a guy had a V8 Fiero for sale. So I thought, man, well, I looked and said, that's what people use to build these Lamborghini kit cars, you know. So I looked at the car, I liked it, I bought it, so I've got myself a 1986 Fiero SE with a 350 V8. And it ran pretty good, so if I got it home, you know, I ordered up the kit. Once I got the kit, I just started taking it apart. You know, one thing led to another. About 5-6 years later, it looked pretty much like it looks today.
Very cool. And you did, correct me if I'm wrong, you did all the work yourself, right?
Yeah, I did all the work as far as the fiberglass work, taking it, creating a new chassis, new brakes, new cooling system. You know, I've got, you know, dual rear fans on it to keep that engine cool, and, you know, all stainless steel brake lines, Corvette brakes. And I did make all the parts to convert the wheels to the Corvette brakes. And, you know, I made hundreds, really, of parts. I was a machinist years ago, and I still work for a company that had a machine shop, so I had access to tools and equipment to do all the work.
Very cool. And the awesome thing is you doing all the work yourself. And I don't have time. I've got three kids, and I try to pinpoint stuff and do stuff, you know, during the course of the year, and sometimes I can't even get that done. So cheers to you for doing that. That is a awesome-looking car.
Thank you.
What kind of looks do you get with it as you're driving?
Well, a lot of people look, and in fact, we have a garage sale at our house almost every year, and the car's parked in there. I've had people stop in the garage, they'll say, I really just came here to see the car. You know? And I had a guy this year, he came and he said, yeah, my son would love to see this. I said, well, we're going to be here all day today and tomorrow and Saturday. I said, bring him by. And sure enough, the next day he came with his son. Son sat in the car and they had a good time.
So very cool.
I have a lot of fun.
Awesome. There's no words. I mean, I've seen this car every year and I still don't have words. It's just, it is a dream car. And
thank you.
Congratulations on producing that type of car, because it is awesome. Thank you for coming. I know it's not our typical Fiorama, but thank you always for your support.
Well, I'm
coming
glad
to
you
our
guys
show.
Had it. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, thank you. Have fun. We've got about 35 cars now, so enjoy yourself for the day. We got a great day without no
really
rain.
Yeah, really nice.
So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
All right, we're just about to wrap it up here at Fiero Day 2020. We're going to get some last words here from the president of NIFE and see what his thoughts were, and get everything squared away here. And then we're going to have awards, and then hopefully we get some comments in from the winner from today, and see what how excited they were. And again, something different. It's not Fiorama, but it is Fiero Day 2020. And again, we had a great turnout. We had 35 cars, and we had 6 board member cars here. So we had 41 total cars. Very exciting. I think everybody just wanted to get out and talk and get kind of hopefully things back to normal. So we are back here with the president of NIFE, and just some final thoughts on the show itself. How do you think it went today?
Mike, I think despite everything that's going on, we had a very exceptional show today. We counted over 40 Fieros that showed up. Everyone was very accommodating to obviously the requirements that were put into place. Had many, many wonderful comments from club members and attendees about, just thank you for putting the effort in to put something on for 2020 for us, and we were just honored by everybody that showed up, and I think everybody had a great time and kind of built up the Fiero enthusiasm that's kind of been declining just because of, you know, we couldn't do much over the past several months, and I think it kind of built up our enthusiasm again. So couldn't say too much more. I mean, it was just a great event.
I agree. I think it's like I said earlier, I think everybody just wanted to get out of the house and kind of get together, and even under the requirements and the restrictions, I think everybody had a great time. So it looks, you know, very promising for next year too. So as far as the show goes, and lean into the big 25th anniversary of Fiorama. So postponing Fiorama and still having a show. Any final thoughts on that?
I think, you know, again, as I mentioned when we started out, it was a tough call to decide how to do it, because so much pre-planning takes place ahead of time for an event like this, that you know, we had to make a decision early on, but luckily, as I mentioned to a couple of members today, luckily our show is later in the season so that, you know, we had some time to kind of think through this, and luckily some of the restrictions that were in place back in March and April and the understanding about what needed to be done have kind of evened out and leveled off so that, you know, we could have a better understanding about how to put on a car show with the restrictions that are being put in place. So I think it all worked out well.
And then one of the things that was done today, that first time that the club has done this, was digital voting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that went overall?
I think digital voting went real well. We had, I think, just about everybody who got a text with the link to the ballot voted. And, you know, the tabulation was within a matter of minutes because the counts are assembled and tabulated as you hit the submit button. So, you know, as far as planning goes, everything worked out real well with that too. So,
all right. Well, thank you and congratulations for putting on another great event. We're looking forward to the awards, and hopefully we can get some talk into the winner as well. So
sounds great.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you. All right. As you can hear, that a lot of people are leaving, so it's going to be a little bit loud. But just wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you.
You were the high vote getter for today.
Thank you.
Your excitement on your face is extremely pleased and shocked.
Very shocked. Yes. There's a lot of beautiful, pristine cars here, and to be chosen I'm very honored.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's just the shock on your face and everything like that just tells the full story. Again, you have, it's the 88 GT.
Uh-huh.
So what everybody refers to is the power tour car.
All the stickers on the back.
Exactly. So just tell us briefly, just what you thought of today's show. And if it lived up to the expectations.
It definitely did. Under the circumstances, this was a wonderful, wonderful turnout. There are people here that we didn't expect to see. And we did miss a few that are typically here, but understandable that they're not. But overall, I think it was a great success. It was a great show.
Well, thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And like I said, it's a great car, and it's just fun watching the excitement of people's face when they win. So
yeah, definitely shocked.
Thank you. Have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
And
you as well.
We'll see you guys next year.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps it up for today, Fiero Day 2020, and a great turnout. We had just right around 40 cars. Actually, we had a little bit more than 40 cars. We had 41. So great turnout. Again, thank you guys for listening, and all I can say is, what a day. So that wraps up here, and we'll say have a great day, great turnout. Keep fearing, everybody. So long from Fiero Day 2020. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that special edition of Fiero Day 2020 on FieroCast. That was a great day. It was a very exciting day. And it was a day that we didn't expect to have that much of a turnout. And we had a great turnout. Great day after a week-long rain. So, again, thank you to everybody for listening. Wanted to thank our Fiorama key sponsors, Fiero Store, V8 Archie, Woody Buick GMC, Mr. Mike's, Apple Graphics, and Bonterre Solutions. And also thank everybody again as our sponsors for FieroCast, Rodney Dickman, Fiero Store, Bonterre Solutions, Midwest Fiero Clubs, and Knife's Fiero Store as well. Thank you. It was a great show again. We hope you enjoyed it. Couple points to bring up as our FieroCast expands. We're going to have a nice sit-down virtual Zoom chat with Mr. Mikes. We're going to have a nice chat with Fred Bartemeyer coming up as well. Talk about what and why and when he got into the Pontiac Fiero, and just get his input on why a lot of people think he is the Fiero historian. And also I'm working on, hopefully I can get this done pretty quickly here, working on a gentleman that purchased the Orange Fiero. If you guys remember back in 1997, this custom hydraulic Fiero that was made and featured in Lowrider magazine. A gentleman here in just outside of Chicago purchased the car and is really looking forward to getting it back up and running, not only the engine, but also all the hydraulics, and get it back up to what it looked like back in that magazine. So got a great list of people that we're going to be talking to, and getting really excited about that. Also, thank you to everybody again for listening. Have a great night. And we'll see you on the flip side. Keep Fieroing.